Listen to the podcast, Life and Advice from Inside CDS. It's your source of business and accounting news, leadership advice, and actionable takeaways that you can implement in your own life and business. Our guest is Senior Accountant and CPA, Nate Guast. Now, here's our host, CDS Partner, CPA, and CVA, Kelly O'Farrell.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast on exit planning. Today, we will tell you what exit planning is, why you need it, and how you go about it. I am Kelly O'Farrell. I'm a CPA, a certified valuation analyst, and a partner at Conway Duth & Schmiesing. I have with me today Nate Guast. He's a CPA. He is working on his certification for valuation analyst credentials, and he's a senior accountant with us. We both specialize in working with business clients in the accounting and advisory services area. Nate, let's start this out with you explaining to us what exit planning is.
Yes. So exit planning is the process of preparing a business owner for the exit from their company while maximizing enterprise value and thus the shareholder value during the eventual merger and or acquisition. Breaking that down into simpler terms, exit planning is a three-phase process undertaken by the business owner as he or she considers transferring ownership to another business or individual. You've probably heard this explained in a variety of terms that may be used by professionals and business owners. They may include transition planning, exit strategy, and succession planning.
Nate, I just don't feel like any of these terms define or encompass the full business exits planning process that we've worked with on clients. So how about we break down the different terms? Let's start out with transition planning.
Yeah. So in the first phase of an exit plan, the business owner initially devotes resources to improving the value of their business in the eyes of the prospective buyer and or new owner. It is logical to believe a prospective buyer will want to pay more for a business if it is profitable over time. Accordingly, growing the business and increasing its profitability in the 3 to 5 years preceding its sale makes good financial sense. Various measures of profitability are used in transition planning process, which include EBITDA, EBIT, and enterprise value. These measures are also used when the business is sold or transferred to the new owner. I personally feel like it's important to consult a professional to understand what that measure is for your specific industry and working together to help improve or stabilize that measure or those ratio objectives. I should also mention, keeping your balance sheet healthy is also something you should focus on. Making sure you're having a good current ratio, making sure you're having good levels of working capital based on your industry, and having leverage ratios in line or above your industry standards. Again, it's important to seek a professional that can help advise and assist with these. These things will also help aid in preparing the business for the buyer's due diligence during the sale process. By this, I mean when a potential buyer assesses the assets and quality of earnings, you've already kind of prepared the work ahead to ensure that those numbers are solid and are of quality. Likewise, taking steps to protect the relationships that the business has with its customers, employees, and suppliers is very necessary during this transitioning planning process. A thorough transition plan for most businesses takes 1 to 2 years to accomplish. In phase two of the exit planning process, the entrepreneur's exit strategy should be developed. Kelly, why don't you go ahead and explain to us what an exit strategy plan is?
Sure. An exit strategy plan is the identification of the business owner's own personal objectives, which may include their financial goals, business culture, and or matters of legacy. So this is stepping outside of the business itself and really seeing the owner's personal objectives of what they will want when they are not a business owner in the future. Each owner has its own preferences, and they want to keep their exit promise on their own terms. So the development of the business owner's exit strategy involves matching the right fit new owner with these objectives. There are a variety of paths to exit business ownership, and they include a variety. For example, an owner could sell to an independent third party. They could sell to a co-shareholder, a partner, or a co-member that they currently have. They could sell or transfer to insiders or have a management buyout. Another option is always an employee stock ownership plan, where in essence the employees take ownership of the company. Another pretty popular one for privately held companies is to sell or transfer to a family member that may be already working within the company. And then, of course, there's always investments from outside places such as venture capital firms, private equity firms, or even mezzanine convertible debt and equity. The last two possible that I'd like to mention are a liquidation or a bankruptcy. These, of course, are the last options that usually business owners want to take. Each of these exit path options do have different tax consequences, and all may be structured in a variety of ways based on those personal financial objectives. We should also mention estate and tax planning is imperative during this phase. Each of the ownership options I've mentioned have specific tax and estate planning implications, so that's also important to keep that in mind as well. There are also times when the business owner's personal and business objectives are at odds. For example, if the business owner wants the new owner to keep the business in its present location while receiving top dollar for its sale, discussions with an international buyer willing to pay a higher price and with intentions of plant relocation would not be a right fit. In this example, the top dollar sales price objective conflicts with the desire to keep the business in the same town post-sale.
Right. And I think, too, in the reverse, it's all about the right fit. Maybe the owner is actually looking for more of a top dollar and doesn't necessarily care if, you know, the business is sold to a different location.
That's right. That's where the development of the various exit strategy scenarios allows a business owner to begin thinking realistically about potential buyers or new owners in the context of his personal objectives before the selling process and identification of buyers even commences. So this effort saves precious time and resources when the business ultimately is put up for sale or is transferred, and this is when succession planning phase of the process starts. Nate, how about you tell us more about succession planning?
This third and very important phase in the exit planning process addresses the need to replace any owners and or management team members who may potentially exit the business after the sale or the transfer occurs. In my opinion, these are steps taken to ensure the continuity and success of the business for the buyer. It also includes having a plan in case of something tragic happens to the business owners and or leaders before a business is sold or transferred to the new owners. So just essentially making sure you have a plan while you're trying to go through your exit transition. Succession planning is vital for the longevity and long-term financial success of the buyer. Replacing executive-level talent is not as simple as hiring just new employees. So in many cases, the business owners and executives, they hold extensive knowledge. And without having a proper succession plan or having careful execution, ultimately the merger acquisition can fail.
Some examples that we've seen in the work that we've done include employment agreements for a certain period of time for exiting owners, giving the new owners time to acclimate to ownership while relying on the past knowledge of the exiting owner. All these agreements are really specific to the personal objectives of the buyers and sellers, and there are numerous ways transactions can be structured to set up the new entity for success. As you mentioned also, Nate, some buyers may have different culture than the previous owner had, so that could play in as well, is how do you set that company up based on the culture that you previously had or the new culture that the new owner will be bringing in. Now, just to recap this whole discussion on exit planning, let's just talk about the three phases that we have talked about. First phase would be the transition planning, which we've talked about paying attention to and devoting resources to the value of the business, either growing it or stabilizing it based on your objectives. The second phase would be developing an exit strategy based on the personal objectives of the business owner. What do you want to see that business do in the future? The third phase, which we've identified as succession planning, is determining how the buyer is going to be successful in the continuation of the business. Many business owners not only want to see a business continue, they want to see it succeed, and so they're willing to help out the buyers in getting to that successful point. This does seem like it's more than a few weeks process or a couple hours with an advisor at the end of a week. Nate, when should I develop my business exit plan?
Yeah, it might take a little bit longer than a few weeks. This is something that, as odd as it may sound, you should begin your exit plan when you actually start your business. Now, that might not be completely realistic, but I think the first part of the exit planning process involves growing a profitable business that would be attractive to potential buyer or new owner. So growing a profitable business from day one means you are always in that position to be able to exit your business. Likewise, developing business habits that make your businesses due diligence proof and protect your valuable business relationships can contribute to having a very healthy business. So having said that, if you haven't started your exit planning or are looking to do exit planning, we say that about a 3 to 5 year period is about an ideal time frame to start that exit planning process.
And being realistic, you really don't know when it could be needed. Exiting a business may not be optional. You may suffer an accident or debilitating illness and be forced to exit. There's really no time like the present to begin the business exit planning process, and the sooner the better. Just as it takes a village to sell a business, it takes various resources to create and sustain an exit plan. And depending on the complexity of the business, you may need different resources to make that happen. Tell me a little bit, Nate, about the different resources that you might need to get a successful exit plan in place.
So I've identified about five kind of resources that I think are pretty applicable to the exit planning. One is a business transaction attorney. They're there to offer advice regarding both tax and estate planning matters and to prepare any critical documents for the transition. Certified public accountant, obviously there to help calculate any business tax basis and even help with preparing financial and tax projections. A financial planner is also imperative with help prepare cash flow projections for personal budget and needs for post-sale and or transfer. So that's more kind of the specific business owner. The CFO or any internal accountants, they're obviously going to be there to help assist with any business budgeting, projections, and financial reporting. They'll be there to help look at industry standard ratios and help making sure that you can kind of hit those acquired objectives. And then last is an exit planner or coordinator. They're there to help educate and guide and facilitate the transitioning planning phase and to develop the exit strategies and also help with developing a succession planning roadmap to keep all the above professionals heading in the same direction. And so this is where I think CDS can help. Our experts have worked with many different types of companies and have worked through almost every scenario of the buying slash selling process and can be very valuable in the resource to help develop of that exit plan. Not only do we have the experts in taxation and estate planning, but we also have the valuation experts.
In addition to that, a number of the experts we have professional networks they've built up through many years in the communities that we serve that we could put you in touch with the right individuals to aid in the process as well. In conclusion, the business exit planning process can be quite confusing to both the business owners and to the professional advisors. But at CDS, we have numerous experts and professional networks that can make the process seamless. So please feel free to reach out and we can get started.
Thanks for listening to this podcast episode of Life and Advice from Inside CDS. We hope you gained some valuable insights and information about exit planning. The podcast is brought to you by the CPAs and trusted advisors inside the accounting firm of CDS.